Pope Benedict XVI today said training and education were some of the most pressing challenges that the Church and its institutions are called upon to address. The Holy Father made the remarks while addressing the participants attending the plenary meeting of the Congregation for Catholic Education. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The Congregation for Catholic Education was founded in 1915 by Pope Benedict XV to carry out work in the service of various institutions of Catholic learning. And on Monday, almost 100 years later, another Pope Benedict, Benedict XVI, addressed those participating in the Congregation's plenary meeting. The themes of education and training were at the core of the Holy Father's speech in the Consistory Hall. He told those present that both these subjects are now some of the most pressing challenges that the Church and its institutions are called upon to address.
L'educazione e la formazione che costituiscono oggi una delle sfide più urgenti che la Chiesa e le sue istituzioni sono chiamate ad affrontare.
The Pope went on to say that educational work seems to have become increasingly difficult because in a culture that too often makes relativism its creed, the light of truth gets lost. He also told those present that the work of the congregation and the choices they make in these days of reflection and study will certainly contribute to responding to the current educational emergency, as he called it. During his speech, Pope Benedict turned to the importance of seminaries in the life of the Church, which he said require an educational project in order for a candidate for the priesthood to have the experience of being a disciple of Jesus. The Holy Father then looked to the world of technology in the sphere of education.
Internet, per la sua capacità di superare le distanze e di mettere in contatto reciproco le persone, presenta grandi possibilità anche per la Chiesa e la sua missione.
He praised the internet for its ability to overcome distance and put people in contact with each other, saying it presented great opportunities for the Church and its mission. It is a tool, he added, which used prudently can be utilized not only for studies but also for the pastoral work of future priests in various church fields such as evangelization and in the management of institutions. Finally, touching on one of the key subjects of this plenary, intercultural education, Pope Benedict said it required courageous and innovative loyalty that combines a clear awareness of their identity and openness to others for the purposes of living together in multicultural societies. To be a Christian educator, said the Pope, is to become an expression of love and witness to the truth. I'm Lydia O'Kane.